Morning Watch, Day 4. The Crystallization Study of 1st and 2nd Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther, Week 6. The Intrinsic Significance of the Purification of the Returned Captives. Related Verses. Acts 24:16. Because of this, I also exercise myself to always have a conscience without offense toward God and men. 2 Timothy 1:3. I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers in a pure conscience, while unceasingly I have remembrance concerning you in my petitions night and day. Hebrews 10:21-22. And having a great priest over the house of God, let us come forward to the Holy of Holies with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and having our bodies washed with pure water. 2 Corinthians 11:2-3. For I am jealous over you with the jealousy of God. For I betrothed you to one husband, to present you as a pure virgin to Christ. But I fear lest somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, your thoughts would be corrupted from the simplicity and the purity toward Christ. Jeremiah 29:13-14. And you will seek me and find me, if you search for me with all your heart. And I will be found by you, declares Jehovah. And I will turn your captivity and gather you from all the nations and from all the places where I have driven you, declares Jehovah. And bring you back to the place from where I sent you into exile. Related Reading. The conscience is the leading part of our spirit. If our conscience is wrong, we can never have a proper spirit. In fact, if our conscience is wrong, our spirit is dead. Therefore, before we can properly exercise our spirit, we must first have a good conscience. Then, we also need a pure conscience. When we deal with the wrong which we have done and apply the Lord's blood to cleanse our conscience, it becomes a conscience without offense. In other words, it becomes a good conscience without condemnation. However, we may have a good conscience which does not condemn us in any matter, but it may not be pure. A pure conscience means that we are only seeking God and His will. Many times we are seeking God, but we are also seeking something besides God. Therefore, our heart is not pure, for it is not seeking God alone. When our heart is single, pure, and seeking only God, our conscience then becomes pure. But when our heart seeks something besides God, it will influence our conscience. At this time, we may have a good conscience, yet it is not pure. Our conscience must first be good, then second, it must be pure. Many times we meet a good brother who really loves the Lord. Although he is for God, we soon discover that he is also for the work of the gospel. This means he is pursuing something else besides God himself. His conscience does not condemn him because his gospel work for the Lord is very good. But his difficulty is that his gospel work is a substitute for the Lord in his life. It is something of the Lord, yet it is not the Lord. This brother may have a good conscience, but he could never have a pure conscience. Paul said, I serve God with a pure conscience. It means that he was seeking after nothing else but God himself. How important it is that we have such a pure conscience. Only a pure and single heart, through many dealings, can influence the conscience to be pure and single. The heart includes the mind, the emotion, the will, and the conscience. A pure heart means that it is single to the Lord. Our mind has to be pure, our emotion has to be pure, our will has to be pure, and our conscience has to be pure. Every part of our being must be pure in order for us to have a pure heart. If we are going to have a pure conscience, we must first have a pure heart. To be pure means to be single unto God. In other words, our mind considers nothing but the Lord. Our emotion loves nothing but the Lord. and our will chooses nothing but the Lord. Then we will have a pure heart, seeking only the Lord. A pure conscience must first have a pure heart. Let us check ourselves. Is our mind fully and wholly occupied with nothing but the Lord? Does our emotion simply, wholly, and fully love the Lord more than anything else? Is our will completely for God? If we are honest, we will immediately say, "No, I am not so pure." Our mind wanders, our emotion loves many other things, and our will is unstable. Only when these parts are pure will we have a pure heart, and when our heart is pure, our conscience will then be pure. This pure conscience is very vital to the exercise of the Spirit. If our conscience is not pure, our spirit can never be strong. We are seeking something other than the Lord, although it may not be sinful. Deeply within our conscience, there is a very fine condemnation. It is not very rough or coarse, but a certain kind of condemnation, so tender and fine, always telling us that we are not fully for the Lord. Such condemnation weakens our spirit.